For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. And it is a good morning if you are a Colorado sports fan. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle.
3-0, baby.
Oh, yeah.
3-0 last night.
Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Larkspur Outlets Auction featuring building supplies, lumber, lighting, doors, windows, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. I think I'm pretty good at multitasking, but I'll be the first one to admit I cannot watch three games at one time.
It's hard.
I have a difficult time enough watching two games.
Yeah.
At one time. So I watched the first period plus of the Avs, then the Nuggets started.
That was the easy part because you had the Avs on in clear air for a while, and then,
right.
Then things got complicated.
Right. So what I had to do was I turned on the Nuggets game on my computer because, again, I have Comcast, and then I had the Colorado State game on, and I tried to do all of it at once. I followed the Avs online. Watch the Nuggets online. I did the best that I could.
Do you feel like not only did it you did the best that you could, did you get something out of it, or did you feel like you were left wanting?
I felt like I was in a hamster in a wheel trying to keep
up. It was like that. It was like that a good portion of the night.
I just hope that when the schedule makers put together the playoffs, they do not put the Avs and the Nuggets on the same night.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It's going to be a killer.
Yeah, it would be
if that is the situation.
You are correct, sir.
Congratulations to Colorado State holding Virginia to 5 points for the entire game. That was impressive. Mikko Rantanen had a hat trick, nearly as many goals as the Cavaliers had points. For the Avs, beating St. Louis, 7 straight wins, finished the road trip 4-0, 23rd come from behind win, and Mikko was fabulous. I mean, what more can you say about the Avs with the way they are playing right now?
I mean,
winning close games, Nuggets winning close games. Of course, they put that on themselves.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, you start with the Nuggets, and
let's do that. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
In case you did miss the Nuggets game last night, Nuggets bolt out. They had a huge size advantage. Took a halftime lead, 70-55. Timberwolves missing Gobert, Karl-Anthony Towns, Naz Reid, top three, you know, guys in their front court. Then Minnesota comes out in the third quarter. It's as if they, you know, put the Nuggets to sleep. Suddenly, it's a ball game. It was close in the end, even though the Nuggets went on an 18-6 run. Yada, 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 yada. Do you think Minnesota walked off that floor confident, saying, you know what? We're missing three of our top five players, and we almost won that game.
You know, if they are, fine. I really don't care. Nuggets won the game on the road, the last of a four-game road trip. It was an important win for them. I'm not a how... Unless it's a really consistent trend, I am not a how did you win guy. I am a did you win guy. That's me.
Again, so, light switch. That's what they did again. However, they know they can flip the switch. You just don't. You don't want to keep putting yourself in that situation.
Well, I don't want a three-pointer in the air that can tie you as the game ends. I don't like that.
Wide open three.
Yeah, I don't.
From
that, I don't like.
Their best player.
And they did exactly what I thought and what we talked about. He had high volume shooting, hit 50%. Wasn't great from three-point range. I thought that the Nuggets defended the three-point line and extended fairly well. You can't turn it over 17 times. They were minus 10 in turnovers. You get a lot of points converted from that. Possessions are key in the NBA because these guys score. You can't give a team 10 extra possessions. You just can't. And that's what hurt them last night. But they got out of there with a win. It was an important win. I really don't. The Nuggets are the Nuggets. We know what the Nuggets are. I think that we know what they're going to be like. The important thing for me last night was that they won the game and they finished off a good road trip. And you're right. The Timberwolves were playing for the third time in four nights. They were playing on a back-to-back. They were shorthanded. This is the NBA. Dudes step up.
They almost won the game completely. They're shorthanded, you know, not having enough players, and then missing your top three front court guys. I mean, do we really believe that Jokic, Gordon, and MPJ, if those three guys play, Naz Reid, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Gobert, and there's no guarantee that certainly Karl-Anthony Towns is going to be ready for the playoffs, although if the Timberwolves make a run, he might be. Do you really believe Jokic, Gordon, MPJ are going to combine for 70 points and 31 rebounds with those three guys in there? No. I don't believe that for a minute. So if I'm Minnesota, I'm walking off the court feeling that we were totally shorthanded and we showed that we could stay in the game. We made a run, yada, yada, yada.
Good for them.
But
however it works psychologically is fine.
And I do think that is a big deal. Mm. I do think that is a big deal. But I'll give you the little slice, if you're the Nuggets, that should make you feel very good.
Okay.
I don't know if it was before the game, a couple days ago, whenever. Michael Jordan was asked, is there a player in the NBA that reminds you of someone who is currently playing? So, again, Michael Jordan was asked, is there a player in the NBA that reminds you of that guy? He said, yes, Anthony Edwards. He said, he's the closest guy to me. With that, Michael Jordan, I doubt, at this point in his career where Anthony Edwards is, was ever held scoreless in the fourth quarter of a close game.
Yeah.
And the Nuggets held Ant-Man scoreless. And that, to me, says, you know what? When they do want to turn it up, they can turn it up.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and it's a good point. If the Nuggets were winning games like this all the time, you might have pause. I have pause over the 17 turnovers, and I'm sure that that's going to be
addressed.
That will be addressed. And you knew that someone was going to have to go off in a relative sense for Minnesota to be in that game. Jaden McDaniels ended up being the guy. We talk about Ant-Man, and you're right. Hit 30 points, 26 shots. But Jaden McDaniels had 24? That's 13 over his average. And he did it efficiently on only 13 shots.
He's also a great defensive player.
He really is.
He's not good. He's really good.
He really is. And Minnesota is a nice, a really nice defensive team that can be
great. They're not really nice. They're really good.
Yeah, they are
really, really good
defensively. Yeah.
And the reason why Jokic, Porter, and Gordon went off for 70 is because they didn't have their front court and Naz Reid coming off the bench. They took Jokic's best shot, 35-16, and nearly won the game and had a chance to send it to overtime.
But it's all about mentality. Don't tell me the mentality and the psychology and the anticipation for the Nuggets was the same last night, knowing that Naz Reid, Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns weren't going to be there.
Those are players, this Garza kid.
Yeah, they've got some guys.
And it's not like he... And the guy has some size. He seems like he can hit from pretty much
it's
anywhere.
It's a nice team. They are going to have to be dealt with.
Yes.
Period. Mm-hmm. They are going to have to be dealt with.
To me, they are absolutely the Nuggets' top competition to get to the NBA Finals. If they are healthy.
I would agree with that.
And I said this last year, and I know people probably laughed at me.
No, I don't think laughed. Phoenix could have very easily gone up 3-2 in that series.
Well,
Timberwolves won one game.
Timberwolves started to play better when Karl Anthony Towns started moving inside the arc.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned with the Nuggets being up 3-1 that if they don't win this game,
we
have a series. The Timberwolves match up the best with the Nuggets. For the Nuggets, they have a really big front court.
Yep.
Not a necessarily a really physical front court, but a big front court. 6'10", whatever, you know, height Aaron Gordon is.
They're pretty physical, too.
Okay.
I mean.
Minnesota matches them.
Yes.
Okay. Then in their backcourt, and oh, by the way, they have a defensive stopper in Jaden McDaniels. And I don't think people realize how good defensively that Anthony Edwards is. At least statistically, he's one of the better perimeter guys in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they have Anthony Edwards on offense. I mean, if we're being completely honest here, who would you rather have, Jamal Murray or Anthony Edwards? I'll take Anthony Edwards.
Well, Anthony Edwards.
Right. So backcourt-wise, they're stronger in terms of scoring. And then in the front court, defensively,
although
with Gobert, they're really, really good. And then you throw in Jaden McDaniels, and then you throw in Naz Reid. And I know it seems like I'm waving my Wolves pom-poms. They are...
You like the Wolves.
I like...
You've always liked them, and there's nothing wrong with it because they're a good team.
I don't like the Wolves. I like... If I'm a Minnesota fan, I like the way they match up. That's all I'm saying. They are the most difficult matchup for the Nuggets you can make the case, certainly in the Western Conference, maybe in basketball. Maybe in basketball, most difficult matchup.
Yes, I would say so, because they've been built with the Nuggets in mind by a guy that helped to build the Nuggets.
It's so funny you should say that, because I remember when they got Gobert,
mm-hmm.
I ran into Tim Conley
mm-hmm.
at training camp. He said, you're bringing Gobert to, you know, kind of try and neutralize, although he can't fully neutralize, try and match up against Jokic. He looked at me and goes, no. And I'm thinking, Tim, you're lying.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And by the way, Anthony Edwards, mano a mano against Jamal. Yes, but that's in a vacuum, because I still would take Jamal with Nikola Jokic. That tandem is the key for me. The tandem of those two, those two players.
Yeah.
So yeah, Anthony Edwards, if you're just stripping it down and it's one guy and one guy, and I'm making the comparison, and it wouldn't be by a slam dunk, but Anthony Edwards is the better player.
Yeah.
Is he the better player in tandem with another player?
Who happens to be a two-time MVP? I don't think that's a fair comparison.
It isn't a fair comparison, but that's the way it is.
Right.
The way it is it's going to be Jokic and Murray. and you got to deal with that tandem.
The one thing
that's why I like the Nuggets.
The one thing that should make you feel good about this game as well is the Nuggets have two guys who are not only willing but can hit shots at the end of a game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, since the All-Star break, if we are starting to see the emergence of a third option in Michael Porter Jr. since the All-Star break. He has gotten progressively better.
Yep.
This season.
Yep.
But since the All-Star break, he's gotten exponentially better. Scored 11 points in the fourth quarter. But there was one stretch in which he hit, what, a couple of threes?
Sure.
And he is going to become a big problem for another team, a big matchup problem, if he continues to grow. And I think you and I talked about it before. We can talk about the Nuggets bench. I would rather have MPJ take it to another level and have a bench that isn't as good than the other way around.
Sure. Michael Porter Jr. is averaging right at 20 points this month.
Yep.
Right at 20 points this month.
And a lot of those are threes.
6.2 rebounds, 1.7 assists.
Yeah, let's keep the assists out of there. We'll embarrass them.
Well, I mean, but that's better than normal. Usually there's a zero in front of that.
I know, but one or two assists, I'm not going to give a guy like, ooh, he's really picking up his game.
No.
It's the three-point shooting.
But he has a little more balance in his game. He's still got to defend better.
There were a couple of times in the game last night where he would have been firing up that ball 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he made the extra pass.
Well, he's hitting 48% of his three-point.
Right.
If he's shooting 48% from three,
right,
the Nuggets are not a tough out and almost impossible out.
Coming up after the break, the worst signing in Browns history, I think, will always be Deshaun Watson. Do we now have a solid number two with Jerry Jeudy?
Had to catch up, didn't they?
When I saw this, I'm like, really? That's next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, it's the Lartzbur Outlets Auction featuring building supplies, lumber, lighting, doors, windows, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you want the coolest truck or 4x4 on the block, you need to go to High Country Performance 4x4. They only sell and use the top brands to do rebuilds, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, and more. I've taken a tour of that place, and my goodness, you go into the back, and the way they redesign trucks and 4x4s, it is high-tech stuff with the way they do it. You want to put a tent on top of your truck or your 4x4, they can do it. Just go online at hcp4x4.com and see the possibilities of what they can do for you. If you are an outdoors guy or an outdoors gal, it is breathtaking to see the options you will have. There are a lot of places out there similar to High Country Performance 4x4, but nobody does it like them because they are one-stop shopping. If you're a DIYer, they have the top brands as well. If you want to do it yourself, cannot say enough good things about that place. Just go check out their website. Go find them in Inglewood. They've been building really cool stuff since 1980. High Country Performance 4x4. Go to hcp4x4.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Well, Jerry Jeudy is now the 17th highest paid wide receiver in football.
Say that again.
17th highest paid wide receiver in football.
That's Jerry Jeudy, right?
Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy.
Averaged 2.5 touchdowns per season. Gets upset when he doesn't get the ball. Doesn't block particularly well, gives up on plays, doesn't come back to the quarterback when the play breaks down, has tremendous talent, but hasn't proven anything yet. Listen,
He heads to the Cleveland Browns.
You know what this reminds me of? Russell Wilson. They gave him a contract sight unseen. Now, when you look at the deal, 3 years, $58 million, 41 guaranteed, you can make the case because we don't know what the incentives are. For all we know, it's $41 million guaranteed, and the other, what is it? $17 million. Maybe that $17 million is all incentive-based. So the deal comes out to a little over $13 million a season. But is he really worth $13 million a season, considering he hasn't done much yet? I mean, his contract compares favorably to DJ Moore, and he is not DJ Moore.
No. It was surprising to me. I would say that was my reaction. It wasn't breathtaking, but it was surprising to me. And you know what? My attitude is good for Jerry. Yep. Good for you. I'll get back to you, Browns, because to me, this looks like a Browns being the Browns kind of thing.
Like Deshaun Watson, $230 million guaranteed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
same ownership group that gave Deshaun Watson the contract, gave Jerry Jeudy the contract.
All right, I'm going to have a moment here on the couch, and I want you guys to help me out here because I'm not a vindictive person. I usually wish the best for people. I don't want people to fail generally to give me some form of, see, I told you so, or anything like that. It's just not the way I am.
But here it comes.
But here's my feeling yesterday. There was a part of me that said, they'll get theirs. And you know what? I'm here for it.
The Browns will get theirs.
The Browns are going to find out, and they're going to find out the hard way. And I'm kind of fired up for it. I felt badly about it.
You're going to be checking out his box score line.
Yes.
Game by game.
I will be watching to see what Jerry Jeudy does.
I'll tell you what I found
consistently.
I'll tell you what I found to be really interesting is that the Browns GM said, and I was like, huh. Now, the Browns GM is not an NFL coach. He is not a guy who has won a Super Bowl as an NFL head coach. But he came out and said, there are lots of different places we can use Jerry Jeudy, to which Sean Payton said he was our ex guy.
Yep. I get the whole thing in the NFL, and we've talked about this a lot. Everybody thinks that you're the cure for what ails somebody coming in.
I can turn them around.
I can get it done.
Yep.
This is different. This is different here.
How good do you feel about giving Jerry Jeudy money? Meaning, is he the type of guy that will say, I got mine, I'm just going to coast? Or is he the type of guy that gets his money and says, I want to prove my contract?
Until I see the latter, it's more of the former.
Right.
That's my feeling. But
I texted a friend of mine a couple of friends of mine who are radio sports talk show hosts. Mm-hmm. One is in Cleveland. The other one is in Columbus. Mm. Both of them obviously follow the Browns.
How is this playing?
One of them said to me, yeah, I know he's had a lot of drops. I said, that's just...
lot of drops?
I said, that's just the beginning. I mean, if you think that's his only problem, that's way down the list.
Yeah.
Is dropping the ball.
If you're thinking about him at Alabama, that's a lot different than the guy that was at Denver.
Here's the simplest way to put it, at least from what I have been told. For a year, the Broncos have not just been trying to trade Jerry Jeudy. They've been trying to get rid of him, and there is a difference. They have been trying to rid themselves of him.
Right.
And not just because of the contract. They've been trying to kick him to the curb for a year for a lot of different reasons. Again, and I've said this, and I say this with very good authority through sources, he wasn't a problem in the wide receiver room, but he wasn't particularly well-liked or respected in that,
yeah,
in that room.
He wasn't one of...
Amari Cooper turns it around for him. Maybe.
And Amari Cooper has 1 year left on his deal, right?
Yes.
Which I think is one of the... I think both two of their receivers had 1 year left on their deal.
And Joku has, I think, another year left.
Damn, I like him. Yeah. That dude, I like.
Yeah.
Joku is a player.
Right.
Well, we'll find out. Andrew Berry and his Harvard diploma.
He's the guy who made the comment.
Yeah.
We could... use him in a lot of different areas in our offense.
Go on and do it.
And Peyton said, hey, he's an X guy. That's what he does.
Go on and do it. I just will be very interested, and I hope I get past kind of wanting to see him fail, because I hate that about myself, to admit it.
Jerry Jeudy is not a guy who has off-the-field problems. Jerry Jeudy actually is a pretty smart football player. A pretty smart football player. He gets it. He understands the history of football. He understands the game. Some guys just don't get it and don't understand it. There's one guy who was told specifically that everybody's all excited about. I'm not going to name his name. He doesn't really get football, and he is still on this roster, and I'm not going to name names. Jerry Jeudy does. This is the way I look at Jerry Jeudy. He runs the perfect route, and then the quarterback scrambles. The wide
second
receiver
play.
Needs to come back to the ball, and the coach will look at Jerry and say, you didn't come back to the ball. We need you to come back to the ball. And his answer is, I ran the route you asked me to run. And it's like talking to a five-year-old. But I did my job. Well, you did, but you didn't finish the play. But I did my job. Doing your job is all of your job, not just one part of your job. All right, Browns, have at it.
Go. More power to you, man. Off you go.
He has a world of talent. He really, really does. He is a great specimen, a great physical specimen, who to me is not a great football player. He's a great athletic talent. And now if he could put it all together, he will be something.
You know, if he scores 7 touchdowns and 1,150 yards, and I'll tip my hat to him and say, good for you. You found your spot.
Yep.
More power to
you. How many times have we seen Jerry Jeudy not get the ball and he pouts on the field?
More than I would care to mention.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming up after the break, 14 points. I mean, you really had to take a double take at that halftime score of the Colorado State game. Question is, and we talked about this yesterday, we knew Virginia did not have a lot of offensive firepower.
No.
But 14 points, was that more a product of they're just terrible offensively, or Colorado State really locked them down? And really, what does this say about the Mountain West Conference?
Okay. Well, easy, folks.
That's next. 17.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, Larkspur Outlets Auction, featuring building supplies, lumber, lighting, doors, windows, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
I don't want to take anything away from Colorado State, but was yesterday's game more of a referendum on the tournament selection committee that Colorado State should not have been in the play-in game and they should have gotten their own seed, or Virginia should not have gotten in? Because you could have made the case for a lot of schools like an Indiana State.
Virginia was awful. Colorado State helped make them look awful. To me, the biggest component of the game was Colorado State's defense, which is taking a page out of Virginia's book. It was that game started, could not have started in any more of a familiar fashion if it tried. Two teams struggling to score. A game that you would turn off if you didn't have any skin in the game, right?
Yes.
It was a hard game to watch. And the beginning of the game where they were between them like were 2 of 15 from the floor, it was brutal. But those are the types of games that sometimes can give you a good start, a defining moment. Colorado State needed that. They were playing an ACC team. You can say whatever you want about Virginia.
They're an ACC team.
They're an ACC team, and they won 23 games.
Yep. How they won 23.
How they won 23 games right? Is hard to believe. Did you know, Eric, and I had this stat yesterday, but it's accentuated by the game yesterday. Or to last night, their 11 losses were by 21 points, an average of 21 points. They not only lost 11 times, they got their asses kicked when they lost.
Tell me which stat is more wow to you. They lost 11 games by roughly 21 points a game.
Yep.
Or in real time, Virginia did not make a field goal for 51 minutes.
Staggering.
They went over 9 minutes without making a field goal. But in real time, It was 51.
Wow.
When he threw in halftime.
Hadn't even thought about it.
51 minutes without scoring a field goal.
Hey, they had 14 points in the first half and doubled it in the second.
I mean, you could watch a full episode of 60 minutes.
Yes.
And a team will score.
Right. By mistake.
I dated a girl one time who was so
God.
Dumb.
Here we go.
So dumb.
Yeah.
It took her an hour and a half to watch 60 minutes.
All right. Anyway, and you know that the great...
No, too late, Alex. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think. Is it? Okay.
And here's what I'll say.
It's not a lie.
It was
you believe it.
It was a really solid performance by Colorado State because Isaiah Stevens did really nothing.
Right.
And I'm going to bet on Isaiah Stevens to be a hell of a lot better than 5 points on 2 of 5 shooting.
Right.
Right?
Let's move it over to the Buffs who play tonight.
Okay.
This is a classic game of talent versus experience.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
It is.
When you look at the Buffs and then you look at mock drafts and you look at big boards.
Yeah.
There is no doubt Cody Williams, barring something crazy happening, he's going to be a top 5 pick. You can make the case he's not even the best player on his own team.
Yeah.
You can make the case he's the third best player on his own team.
That's a future pick, though. That's not
correct.
A here and now pick.
Cody Williams will likely be a top 5 pick. Tristan Da Silva, KJ Simpson have been projected by some to be
first round
picks. This is probably the most talented team that Tad Boyle has ever had. They're going up against a Boise State team that, yes, has lost in the last 2 years in the opening round of the NCAA tournament, but they have been there.
Yeah, they're in their third straight.
And these guys have not. Which is more important? And I know the obvious answer is going to be talent, and I get it. Is it talent or Boise State has been there before? Because it's a different level when you're playing in what is essentially, not essentially, what is a one and done.
I think it, for me tonight, I'm betting on CU's recentism. They've won 8 of their last 9 games.
Yeah.
They've played really.
Recentism?
Well, you know, whatever.
New word.
Recentality.
Recentism.
Recentality is
physicality.
Yeah. Recentality. So I'm going to have a little recency bias about CU. Degenhart is a phenomenal player for Boise State. Not good, phenomenal.
Yep.
Big. He can shoot everywhere. He's got inside game. He's got outside game. This is a Boise State team that beat Colorado at Myrtle Beach last year by double digits. Early last year, not this season, last season. But I like Colorado's profile right now. They're playing good basketball. KJ Simpson, I think, is going to be the best player on the court. Degenhart is going to be a close second. But I think that CU has more weapons. And I'll take weapons in this game.
Here's the number to look out for. And, of course, it's not going to happen, so I'm going to sound like a schmuck.
It's the way it goes sometimes. It's all right.
The magic number in this game is 7.
Okay.
Can the Buffs force 7? Can they get 7 steals? Can they force 7 turnovers?
Hmm.
And this is why I'm saying this. 12-2. In 14 games in which they've gotten 7 steals or more. Boise State is a turnover machine. They have turned the ball over 12 or more times, 5 different times this season. Okay? They're 2-3 in those games. And oh, by the way, we're going to be saying the same thing if the Buffs advance, because Florida is even worse at turning the ball over. So defensively for the Buffs, if they can force turnovers, and if they can get at least 7, that to me is going to be the line of demarcation on who wins this game.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go heavy on boards tonight, toughness up front.
Boise State's pretty good.
They are.
Yep.
They are. Hey, look, this is a good basketball team. They are a good basketball team. There's a reason they're in their third straight NCAA tournament.
And by the way, can I make a correction here?
Yeah, go.
Because I read my own stat incorrectly.
Yeah.
The Buffs are 12-2 when they've gotten seven steals or more.
Mm-hmm.
Boise State, over its last 17 games, are averaging 10 turnovers per game or more.
It's not.
Committing 12 turnovers or more five different times in which they are 2-3.
Yeah.
So defensively, if the Buffs are going to win this game, turn them over. Boise State is prone to do that.
It's always a good place
to start. Take away possessions.
Yeah, no question.
And the Buffs are good at it. Where they are strong, Boise State is weak.
I like both of these teams. This was the matchup I was looking forward to. The Virginia-Colorado State matchup, I felt good about Colorado State's chances and they filled in most of the ifs. You know, they filled in, they hit some shots, they defended. I the fact that they defended at a much higher level than Virginia, which makes its living defending,
right,
to me was a really encouraging thing for Nico Medved. I think Tad Boyle tonight, if they hit shots, and that's an oversimplification, rebounding is where I'm looking for. If you have a real strong rebounding edge in this game, you win this game.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Avs have now won 7 in a row, thanks in large part to Amiko Rantanen hat-trick, and the Rockies have named their opening day starter.
Ooh.
Who will be getting the ball on March 28th in Arizona? Ooh. We'll tell you next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, the Larkspur Outlets Auction is featuring building supplies, lumber, lighting, doors, windows, and much more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, this is the auction for you. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, great night in Colorado sports as the Avs, along with the Nuggets and Colorado State, came out victorious with a 4-3 win over the Blues in St. Louis. Amiko Rantanen collected his 7th career hat trick. He's now up to 37 goals on the year. And then Justice Annanen stopped 30 pucks to get the win in net against a Blues team that had won 4 in a row coming into the matchup. Thoughts on the Avs' 7th straight win, and then also going a perfect 4-0 on the road trip.
Well, that's the key right there. They have kind of slayed that dragon, or at least appear to have, with 4 straight wins. And let's not forget where they came. Calgary, Vancouver, Edmonton, St. Louis. Now, Calgary hadn't been playing that great, but the rest of them had all been playing well.
Calgary.
Their organization.
Organization.
Is great.
And the boys are going to go get some donuts and go hit the pond, and then we're going to go shoot some pucks at the net.
Nicely done. I just don't know how you can't feel great, not good, but great about what the Avs are doing right now. Casey Mittelstadt had another goal last night. Guy's only averaging 13 minutes of ice time a game.
Right.
But it's what he's doing with his time on the ice. This team has a really good look right now. And that's stating the obvious with what? 7 straight wins?
I think I have an idea why the people up in Canada, those Canucks, really enjoy donuts, specifically Tim Hortons, because a donut looks like a hockey puck.
Well, then why do they call it a biscuit?
Put the biscuit in the basket?
Yeah.
Why top, top shelf where Mama hides the cookies, they went five hole.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love all the hockey cliches.
Oh, yeah.
Can never get enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get those Canadian farm boys in the organization, you put them down in juniors, and then you see what happens when they get to the National Hockey League. Yeah, it's because it's all about the National Hockey League and the organization.
Total hoser.
Ah, yeah, such a hoser.
Bunch of beauties out there.
Ah, bunch of beauties.
All right, just in case you missed it, the Rockies have announced that Kyle Freeland will get the ball on opening day,
right,
which is coming up March 28th in Arizona. This will be Freeland's third opening day start, tying him with Erman Marquez for the most in franchise history. So with Marquez and Senzatella on the shelf to start the year, seems like a pretty easy choice, right? The other options.
Just those two things.
Yeah, Quantrill, Gomber, Feltner, and Dakota Hudson. Are the
Sounds
more like a law firm.
Yeah, I'm fine. With Freeland getting the start, you're right. I'm not sure who else would be the logical choice for that. But I'm going to keep it real.
I think they did rock, paper, scissors.
I'm going to keep it positive
to figure out who the rotation
was
going to be.
You start in Arizona. You go to Chicago before you come home to open with Florida at home. Who the hell opens with Florida? How many Marlins fans do you know, by the way?
Well, they were hoping to turn it into a homecoming game, but chances are the Marlins will probably win.
Anyway, we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, the Rockies have had a decent spring. That doesn't mean anything.
Tampa Bay. Rays.
The Rays.
Not the Marlins.
Okay, not the Marlins. It's the Rays.
Yeah. Oh, that's hardly a homecoming opponent.
No, that sure as hell isn't a homecoming opponent. All right. Well, better get off to a good start on the road where they've been so good over the last few years.
Well, Tampa, I'm guessing, is probably going to lose because they're going to feel intimidated and afraid to play actually in front of fans.
That could be. Yeah. Oh, this is how it looks like.
Right.
Actually, they play in the American League East. They get plenty of opportunities to see what baseball looks like.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them if you want to redesign your entire kitchen. They have a staff actually set up to do that for you. Go to a big box store, they're going to sell you an appliance, and that's pretty much it. You walk out the door. But if you need high-end customer service, that's where you want to go, Mountain High Appliance. If you want something at a lower price but still a high-end appliance, go to their clearance center in Denver. Bruce, you've bought stuff from there.
Sure.
Manny and I have gotten some from there as well. I mean, great deals on high-end stuff, Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, how are the Timberwolves feeling after a loss, knowing they were missing their top three front court guys? I'm guessing pretty good, but there is a reason, besides the win, why the Nuggets should feel really good about the win. And you would see it in the box score, but kind of not really. You really have to dig into that box.
Squint.
That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.